This is WHYY. I'm Robin Bloom with highlights from this week's Entertainment Guide. Woodmere Art Museum focuses on Philadelphia's 20th century black history with the exhibition A Million Faces, the photography of John W. Mosley. The retrospective features over 100 photographs taken by the self-taught photographer documenting black lives from the 1930s to the late 1960s, ranging from images of average people as well as leaders and celebrities like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Muhammad Ali, Duke Ellington, and Wilt Chamberlain. Many of the images not seen by the public before, through January 16th in Chestnut Hill. The 15th Annual First Person Arts Festival is back November 7th through 19th, dedicated to presenting art based on real-life stories by a diverse group of well-known and emerging artists working across disciplines. Events include the Grand Slam on Monday, crowning the best storyteller in Philadelphia, a poll party on election night, and a conversation and performance reading with Entesaki Shange. After a year of touring, Universal Circus arrives in Philadelphia for its grand finale. The country's first African-American-owned circus is setting up a big top in Fairmount Park next to the Mann Center through November with over 40 shows. The legendary Martha Graham Dance Company returns to Philadelphia after a decade with performances through this Sunday at the Prince Theater. Visit the Entertainment Guide at newsworks.org/guide. I'm Robin Bloom.